Okay, now back to the time certains, please.
Item 1135, proclaim November 2014 to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. It's my honor as the Commissioner in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation to introduce this agenda item. It's a proclamation in honor of the Indigenous peoples who have lived at the confluence of the Willamette and Columbia Rivers since time immemorial. Before I read the proclamation, I would invite two members of the Parks Native American Community Advisory Council members to come forward, Danita Sue Fry and Judy Bluehost Skelton. They're going to share a few words. Thank you, everybody, for honoring us with your presence this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. Thank you so much for having us here today. As Commissioner Fritz said, my name is Donita Fry. I'm an enrolled member of the Shoshone-Bannock Tribes and a descendant of the Cheyenne Nation. And I coordinate the work of Portland Youth and Elders Council, which is a diversity and civic leadership partner funded by the City of Portland, and thank you so much for that funding. And part of the work that we have been doing since 2004 is advocating on behalf of the local Native community with Portland Parks and Rec to identify Native culture in our public lands and spaces. And in 2010, in partnership with the local Native community Native-serving organizations and Portland Parks and Rec, the Native American Community Advisory Council was formed to take a look at that, how we can better integrate Native culture, which recognizes the ceded land that we're doing business on here as a city of Portland, and also recognizing that it's the home to the Willamette Valley and Columbia River peoples, who were the original stewards of this land. But today it's also home to a very large urban Native American population. Many community members are in the audience. If you guys want to stand. Members who serve on the Native Community Advisory Council and members who are just active in the local Native community. We also have some wonderful staff from Portland Parks and Rec who are very dedicated to the work that we've been moving forward. If you guys want to stand. Portland Parks and Rec staff to NACAC. So Portland Parks and Rec is a large land manager in Portland and is concerned with the welfare of public properties and the community interactions with parks. This is a common role that creates a unique relationship between the Native community and Portland Parks and Recreation. In recognition of this parallel mission and the essential value of working with the Native community, this unique council of concerned Native community members who would inform the Parks Bureau about Native cultures and lifeways was created. The role is to advise and collaborate about park development, management, and projects. Thank you.
Tots may we, Nez Perce, welcome. Thank you. I'm Judy Bluehorse Skelton, Nez Perce Cherokee, and it's really an honor to be here this morning. I've been asked to speak on behalf of their group, the Native American Community Advisory Council, many of who are here. However, it's hard to separate our group out as to one voice, but just to share a little bit, the collaboration since 2010 with Parks and Rec and the tribes and the urban Native community and the larger communities has been a real privilege, and we've been meeting monthly, and in prep for the Westmoreland Salmon Celebration, which we just celebrated a couple of weeks ago, we were meeting weekly. And really want to thank all of those partners, Elizabeth Kennedy Wong with the Portland Parks and Rec, for never tiring of all of us getting together here and there and to have the deep conversations that are required to have true equity and to feel heard and to participate in what it means to recognize this land is sacred, the water is sacred, and to have the opportunity to help inform parks on how land can be managed and restored and reclaimed and regenerative. I have a few notes. It's a good thing. They know I ramble on. NACAC, or the Native Advisory Council to Parks and Rec, provides a forum to express values such as the sacredness of the land, of the water, and this place we all call home. It's also an important aspect of our spiritual and cultural connection to place, to heritage, and in the 21st century, more than ever, the role and how the city will continue to be a good place to live for the next seven generations. We recognize that Indigenous people have been here since time immemorial. The confluence of the Willamette and Columbia Rivers have been a huge trading, gathering place from the beginning of time, and it continues to be that. We look forward to opportunities to continue to serve not just the nation, the region, the state, but also the tribal and the city of Portland interests. Over the past few years, we've been instrumental in shared meaningful partnerships with parks and have done several of the projects, including the Westmoreland Salmon Celebration. Commissioner Fish, you were there with your son. Many were watching the salmon spawning already. In Crystal Springs, if you haven't been to Westmoreland Park, the salmon coming home is like us coming home. We were asked, is this a big party celebrating? And we said, not so much a party. It is a healing. It's a celebration of people, of salmon, of place. And it's been a privilege to be part of that. The other projects is the ongoing annual Delta Park powwow. We look forward to that becoming a city-sponsored event. It's, again, from time immemorial, the gathering of nations at the Columbia River Delta Park powwow each Father's Day weekend. We just recently celebrated at Scott Community Center the Native American Family Day with parks. We also are working on the Cully Park Intertribal Gathering Garden, the first of its kind. Portland Parks is recognizing there may be a component of sharing these parks and this intertribal gathering garden as a place to actually pick some of our healthy traditional foods. And coming up, we're working on the Native American art installation at the Southwest Waterfront Park and Greenway section, and looking at the Kelly Butte restoration and plantings work there. We've also been assisting with the Bureau's policy on park namings, most recently Conemaugh, and looking at also blessings on the land as the land heals. Thank you.
At the moment that you said that sometimes you ramble, I was thinking how beautiful your words are and how helpful it is to be putting in context the timeless work that we do. And so I very much appreciate your being here today. I need to acknowledge Commissioner Fish, under whose leadership the Native American Council was established and who much of this work springs from, and also the voters of Portland who yesterday decided that we're going to help fix our parks and continue to invest in them for the reasons that you just stated. So thank you. Commissioner Fish, did you have a comment?
I just wanted to thank Judy for the role she played at the reopening of Westmoreland Park. You offered a prayer, and you spoke, and part of your comments, you reminded us of the power of rain, the importance of rain, and it frankly hasn't stopped raining since you uttered those words. And we're now net about 3 billion gallons of water in the Bull Run, so I wanted to personally thank you for that. And then afterwards, you led a planting, and you gave my son and me a small sapling to plant. And it was a very beautiful ceremony, and having you and elders there made it especially meaningful, so thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Mayor Hales, I have something from the group for you to present.
You.
I don't like doing this alone. Mayor Hales and I first met out on the Johnson Creek, or not far from where these salmon were spawning with your son, too many years ago to count. So thank you so much for staying in this watershed. And
can we get a picture with everything?
Well, it's now my honor to read the proclamation.
Please. Yeah.
Proclamation. And I also want to acknowledge the presence of Carrie Whispering Waters, who was one of my very first assistants and who is now a great leader in the community. So thank you very much for being here, Carrie. Whereas Native Americans, the indigenous peoples of this land, flourish with vibrant cultures, developed one of the largest trade economies, and are the original stewards of Mother Earth, And whereas the city of Portland now rests on lands at the confluence of the Willamette and Columbia Rivers, a major crossroads for the economic, social, and political interactions of the indigenous tribes for thousands of years. And whereas indigenous peoples hand down oral histories, science, governance, a distinct relationship with water, land, rocks, native plants, birds, fish, and animals, and invaluable cultural knowledge and rich traditions that continue to thrive in Portland, supporting community health. And whereas indigenous peoples who have been here since time immemorial continue to contribute immeasurably to our county, state, and city's heritage, distinguishing themselves as scholars, veterans, teachers, athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, and leaders. And whereas the indigenous population of the Portland metro area is over 40,000 people, descended from more than 380 tribes and bands from across the nation. And whereas the community continues to contribute to the cultural fabric of the city of Portland through many events throughout the year, such as traditional powwows, festivals, celebrations, active community organizations, and tribal intergovernmental relationships. Therefore, now Charlie Hales, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, does hereby proclaim November 2014 to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland and encourages all residents to observe this month.
Hooray.
Mary, thank you.
And Miss,
take a photo with the leaders.
I just want to acknowledge also that Ms. Skelton mentioned that our newest park, Connemoxt Park, it means together. And this celebration, by bringing those 380 tribes and honoring all of the work that you do with us, your governmental partners who are assigned by the federal government to have those intergovernmental relationships, we are so honored that you are here. And thank you so much. We will do this together.
Thank you. Could we do a photo with your leader, with the group? That would be wonderful if we could. Come, please. Come up. Wonderful. Thank you. Okay.